Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank God for his goodness to us, his blessings that we have already received in being here in the house of the Lord. Seeing our dear sister Ferris Day in from Boston, and just thank God, what a wonderful blessing. What a wonderful blessing. And we thank God Sister Holmes is online, and we're trusting that someone will get Brother Mann on their phone so that he can listen in. We understand our dear brother suffered a pretty bad fall on Friday, and so let us hold him up in prayer. Let's remember him much as he heals in his body. We understand that he was kind of battered up, but let's remember him much in prayer. We thank God for him, and we know that if Brother Mann could be, he'd be here. So we thank God. Thank God. Let us look to the Lord in prayer and offer up our sacrifice to him, knowing that God is able to do all things but fail. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we thank thee once again for another privilege and opportunity to call upon your name this morning. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that thou hast done for us and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. We want to say a special prayer and blessing this morning for our dear brother Mann, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, O Lord, that thou would look in upon him with favor, Lord God. He's been on our heart all night long, dear Heavenly Father, after we heard that he had taken a fall. We pray, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, that you would remember our dear brother. We pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen him in his body, spirit, mind, and soul. We know, Lord God, he is fully committed to serving you, Lord God. But, Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that thou would bless him and be with him, heal him in his body, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, Lord God. Remember his family, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for dear brother man, and we just love him, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, he is getting up there in age, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just ask a special prayer of watch upon him, dear Father. Watch over your servant. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Bless him in every way he stands in need of, dear Father. Thank you for his son, Joe, and all his family who's caring for him, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings be upon them likewise. Father, we thank you this morning, dear Father, for Sister Holmes being online, knowing, dear Father, if it hadn't been raining, Lord, she'd be able to be out, dear Lord. But we thank you for our dear sister. She called first thing this morning to make sure, Lord, likewise her daughter, to make sure, Lord God, she was going to be in service. And so we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, she's on the eve of the eve of the eve of turning 96 years old. And so we just want to thank you for this dear sister. If you allow her to see Wednesday of this week, Lord God, she'll be 96 years old. And she is still pressing on, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Thank you, Lord God, her granddaughter, Sister Ferris Day, is here, Lord God. And all the family are coming in to celebrate, Lord God, this beautiful woman of God, beautiful mother in Zion, beautiful sister, Lord God, that you have allowed us the privilege of being able to serve with and to worship with in the house of God. We thank you, Lord God, for that. And thank you for her spiritual example, Lord God. As long as I've been living, Lord God, I've only known her to be a spiritual woman of God. And I thank you for that. And I ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you bless her in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to praise and honor you, dear Heavenly Father, and lift up our voices on behalf of Sister Holmes, Lord God. You said to give honor where honor is due, dear Lord, and tribute. And Father, we're doing that right now on behalf of our dear sister. We love her, Lord God, and we want her to know that, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will continue to be her guide and her direction. Father, we want to thank you this morning, Lord, when we look out and see another one of the older saints, Sister Carol, Lord God, and how you blessed her to come over the highways, Lord God, and how you blessed her in her body, dear Lord, how you're with her, Lord, in her home, dear Father, how you watch over her, dear Father. We thank you for that and ask you continue to look down upon Sister Carol with favor, Lord God, and bless her, Lord God, as she, Lord God, puts together her materials, Lord God, to witness the souls, Lord God. We know she was out the other day, Lord God, visiting someone in the hospital and witnessing to them, Lord God, and we just ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she
stands in need of. Thank you for Sister Regina being out, Lord God. And thank you for blessing her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. Continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Remember her, Lord God, and her community where she lives, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her there likewise, dear Heavenly Father. As it was prayed on last Lord's Day, Lord, we pray you keep the lights on, dear Heavenly Father, the water running, dear Heavenly Father, the air conditioner going, whatever, dear Father, their needs are, we ask that you would supply, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we want to thank you this morning for all the saints being out, and thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for them, Lord God. We want to say a special prayer and blessing for Sister June Webb and her family, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for her husband, Alonzo, Lord God, and how you are blessing him, Lord God, and bringing him through, dear Heavenly Father. We're asking in the precious name of Jesus that you would remember Sister June, Lord God, and continue to build her up, dear Father, where she may be torn down, and strengthen her where she may be a little weakened, Lord God, and give her the victory over the enemy of her soul, Lord God. Remember her daughters, Lord God. Remember her grandbabies in a special way, Lord God. Father God in heaven, we ask that you would bless our dear sister. We know, Lord God, if she could be out, she would be out, yes, dear Father. But, Lord, she's holding to those wedding vows, Lord God, that she made, dear Father, in sickness and in health, Lord God. And she's caring for her husband, Lord God. And for this, we say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Webb being the example, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessings, Lord God, that you have bestowed upon them. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember others who may be still on their way, Lord God. We haven't seen them, their father, as of yet. We haven't seen the Belton family, Lord God, the Jenkins, Lord God, Sister Lillian, Lord God. We haven't seen her, dear Father. But, Lord, we're going to call out her name, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her, dear Father. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over, Lord God. We know, Lord God, she's been suffering in her body, dear Father. We know, Lord God, her strength has been, Lord God, weakened, dear Father. But, Lord, we know you can build her up, dear Father, where she's weak, dear Father. We know you can strengthen her and give her, Lord God, what she needs, dear Heavenly Father, to soar as an eagle in this day and time. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our dear sister to you, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We ask that you would bless our dear sister. Father, be with her, Lord God, not forgetting Mr. Allen, Lord God. We thank you for this dear soul, too, and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for Mr. Allen. Thank you, Lord God, for all your blessings upon him, Lord God. Father, as he continues to come and hear the word of God, we pray, Lord God, you will prick his heart, prick his mind, prick his soul, Lord God. Yes. He will turn his life over to thee. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Mr. Dalton. We don't see him as of yet, but Lord, he promised us he would still come. He will be here in the house of the Lord, and Lord, we're going to hold him to that, dear Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings upon him likewise, dear Father. Remember in our dear brother Matt, we don't see him as of yet. Sister Sandy, Lord God, we don't see brother Monty, Lord God, and others, brother Robert, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we just ask that you would remember them, Lord, if their journey ain't in. Grant them traveling mercies over the rain, slicking highways, dear Father. Be their guide, be their direction, be their strength, dear Heavenly Father, this day. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Ferris Day being here this morning, dear Father. Thank you, Lord, for us being able to lay our eyes upon our dear sister, Lord God. It seems like it's been a long time, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord God, I said to Sister Blake, we don't ever know what we're going to see when we come up into the sanctuary. But we thank you, Lord God, that you blessed her to be here with a beautiful smile on her face, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your preservation of her, dear Father. Thank you for being there with her while she's in Boston, Lord God. Remember her family. Remember her sisters. Remember her little new niece, dear Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Remember her brother-in-law, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, you heard that they will be traveling, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, they need traveling mercies in the airways, Lord God. Even driving, dear Heavenly Father. And so we ask that you would grant according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father God in heaven, this morning we want to pray for our children and thank you for them being out, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessing to be upon them, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to look down upon Matthew and London. London, Lord God, Haley, Lord God, Javier and Jasmine, Lord God, little Olivia and Infinity, dear Heavenly Father, and Grant, dear Heavenly Father, with favor this morning, dear Lord. Ask that you remember likewise Gabby and Lily, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, your blessings upon our children, dear Father, remembering Tatum and little Liam too, dear Heavenly Father, not forgetting them, Lord God, and also remembering little Sam, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you this morning. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy extended unto us. Thank you for the brothers and sisters that we worship with here and fellowship with here in the house of God. We thank you for each and every one. We may not call each name out, but Father in heaven, we ask that you would remember each and every one of us that have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father, remembering, Lord God, Sister Melita and Brother Pierre back in the media room, Lord God, we ask your blessings upon them likewise and ask that you would be with them, Lord God. As far as we know, our media is up and running. Remember all those who call in, dear Father, who listen, dear Father, who call to hear the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them, Lord God. Remember Sister Sanders and down in Florida, Lord God, and remember her family, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray that you remember Sister Teresa and Sister Amy, Lord God, and her children, Lord God, and ask and continue blessing be upon them in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Although they may be in Florida, Lord God, they're still connected with us, dear Heavenly Father. We're still brothers and sisters in the faith, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless them. Remember Sister Ruth, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. We know the last time, dear Father, we heard she wasn't feeling well, dear Father, but we lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, ask in the name of Jesus that you bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Continue, Lord God, to speak to our hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, let her know we love her, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank God for her. Father, we ask likewise that you remember others who may be listening in, dear Father. Oh, Lord God, we may not be able to call them all out by name, dear Father, but Lord, we just ask that you would bless accordingly, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, dear Father, this morning, dear Father, that you would remember the neighbors around the neighbor, the church, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you speak to their hearts, Lord God. We think of Mr. Cunningham, Lord God, Mr. Curtis, Lord God, Mr. Ray, dear Heavenly Father, Miss Rose, dear Father, Rob, dear Heavenly Father, oh Father, Miss Ron, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're calling them out this morning, dear Father, because we know you're able, dear Father, to wake them up, dear Father, and send them across the street, dear Heavenly Father, not only just across the street, but even on the adjoining streets, dear Heavenly Father, you're able to bring them in, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless. Remember our family members, Lord God, who are out of the ark of safety. Likewise, dear Father, that we have before your throne on Tuesday, dear Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, Brother Levester, their father, we thank you for this dear brother. We thank you, Lord, for his witness, his testimony, Lord God, of your goodness to him, Lord God, and to his family, Lord God, and his daughters, Lord God, his son, dear Father, his grandchildren, Lord God. Oh, what a beautiful brother in the Lord, dear Father. We thank you for this dear brother, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings be upon him, dear Father. Remember his niece, dear Father, Terry, dear Father, Wickfall, and her family, Lord God, and likewise his nephew, his late nephew's family, Frank, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those children likewise, dear Lord. Father God, remember Brother Reggie too, dear Heavenly Father. Haven't seen him as of yet, but we ask that you would hasten him along safely over the highways too, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for our officer Tripp, dear Father. Be with him, Lord God, on the parking lot. Be with him, Lord God, even throughout the week, Lord God, when he's on his feet, dear Father. Watch over him, protect him, keep him safe, dear Heavenly Father. We know we're living in some perilous times, Lord God, where everybody's carrying a gun, dear Father. And Lord God, our officers, Lord God, don't know when they approach someone, whether they have a gun or not. But Father, we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember them. Remember his family, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. Likewise, remembering Officer Todd, dear Father, still lifting him up to you, Lord God, and ask that you would bless him, dear Father. Be with his wife and his children, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for each and every one of us. We can't thank you this day for all your manifold blessings, Lord God. When we woke up this morning, Lord God, we woke up in a beautiful home, Lord God. Woke up in a bed, dear Father, with covers and pillows, Lord God. Woke up with food in the refrigerator, Lord God. Cans in the cabinets, Lord God, and clothes in the closet, dear Father. Automobiles, Lord God, to drive, dear Father. Oh, Father, we thank you. Likewise, We don't want to forget, Lord God, how you're bringing down the gas prices, Lord God, so that, Lord God, we are able, Lord God, to put gas in our vehicles, Lord God, able to be able to get out a little more to do your work, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for these things, Lord God. Someone might look at it and say, well, that is just little, but no, dear Father, these are all the things we need to thank you for. You said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So, Father, this morning, we give you thanks for the gas prices coming down, Lord God, and we're looking for them to come down even more, Lord God. And, Father, we just want to thank you this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you for Sister Blake being here, and as your blessings continue to be upon her, remember her eyes, Lord God. Remember her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, as they're preparing, Lord God, for this upcoming Saturday's food pantry, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless as they get the food, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your hand of love and mercy continue to be extended unto her and Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, as she said downstairs, remember the trustees. Remember those who are working in the church, Lord God, and have some issues going on right now. But, Lord God, that's not going to keep us from fellowshipping and worshiping, Lord God. Oh, Father God, these are just some things, dear Heavenly Father, that happen, dear Father, on a normal basis, dear Father, even in our homes, Lord God. But this is the house of God, Lord God. And so, Lord, we're taking a special caution, dear Father. We're taking all the precautionary things we need to do, Lord God, to make sure your house is in order, dear Father. And we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us, Lord God, with the means, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that the situations that are posing themselves, Lord God, that, Lord God, you be in the midst, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, when we're working with these companies, Lord God, and the businesses, dear Lord, that, Lord God, we know some are in the business of trying to scam, Lord God, but no one can scam, oh God, our Heavenly Father, dear Father. No one can scam, dear Heavenly Father, the one who created all things, dear Heavenly Father, and whose eyes go to and fro, beholding the good and the evil, dear Father, because we know, Lord God, you're watching over us. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear Father, our dear brother. Now, Father, get the glory out of our lives. Remember Sister Millicent, as she leads the devotional service, we just pray your blessings be upon her too, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all the saints of God. Thank you that we have gathered in the house of the Lord, not forgetting Sister Smith, Lord God, and Brother Byrene and others, Lord God, Sister Laurencine and Brother Maurice downstairs with the children, Lord God, and that work and that ministry, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, and we praise you this morning because you have been so good to us. Remember Sister India, Lord God, you know she had to run to her work, dear Father. She says she'll be right back on her way, dear Father. Grant her traveling mercies, Lord. Keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that she brought little Infinity in so she could be in Sunday school, Lord God. We thank you for that. And ask that you would bless our dear sister. Remember, Sister Kiba, haven't seen her as of yet, but we just ask that she's on her way. But bless her if she's on her way, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to be our guide and our direction, Lord God. Remember our president. Remember our vice president, our world, dear Father, our leaders, dear Heavenly Father, our senators, our governors, dear Father, our judges, Lord God. Oh, Father, they need our prayers, Lord God. They need your intervention, dear Heavenly Father. And so we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Ask that you would have thine own way. Father, we ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father. You told us, Lord God, to pray for them, Lord God. So we're calling out their names, their Heavenly Father, asking you, Lord God, to bless their Heavenly Father so that we can lead a peaceable and quiet life in this present world. Now have thine own way, Lord God. Remember the sinner man, the lost soul, dear Father. My God, in heaven, remember our family members who are out of the ark of safety, neighbors, Lord God, co-workers, Lord God, the one on the street, Lord God. Lord, we know if Brother Mann was here, he would ask us to remember the homeless, Lord God, the one who slept under a bridge last night, the one who doesn't have food to eat, Lord God. Oh, so we call out their names, Lord God, and call them out to you, Lord God, because we know you are able to bless their Heavenly Father, able to do more than what we're able to do. But, Lord God, we want to be used to your glory and to your honor. Help us, Lord God, to be about your business, their Heavenly Father. Help us in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, to always, their Heavenly Father, be ready to give a reason, an answer of the hope that lieth within us, dear Father. Help us, Lord God, when someone asks us, dear Heavenly Father, about our lives, dear Father, help us to be willing to share what Jesus has done for us. Help us, Lord God, not to be so ashamed, dear Heavenly Father. Yeah, we were ashamed when we were, that now we know what we did, Lord God. But let us not be ashamed of the gospel, not to be ashamed of what Jesus has done for us, not be ashamed to tell somebody that I used to live like this, I used to do this, but now I'm a child of
Thank
the King,
Lord.
Dear Father,
Thank
a child
Lord.
Of the Most High God. I'm now the Son of God. I'm now a child of God. I live a
Praise
life
God.
That is holy and righteous for Almighty
Amen.
God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel this morning
Amen.
Because it is the gospel that brought
Praise
salvation.
God.
To me, and I thank you for it, Lord God. I thank you that your son died that I might live. I thank you, Lord God, that he rose again and he's sitting now on the right hand side of thee, interceding for mankind. He is the great I am. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And this morning we lift up our voices in total praise to Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you this morning. Amen. Amen.
Praise your name. Thank you. Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 122? 122 in the worship of the Lord.
God is so good.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Things may be going wrong as we think, and we have to depend upon him. Lean and depend upon him.
Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
Him this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness.
Yes.
Giving glory to God our Father, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit our guide.
Amen.
Amen. Glad to be in the house of God this morning.
Yes.
And even in our Sunday school class, we said thank God for this beautiful morning. Because we can, it's a beautiful morning even if the sun is not shining.
That's right.
We're talking about, that's right, we woke up this morning Amen. We were on the Lord's wake-up list this morning.
Amen.
We got the wake-up call this morning, didn't we? Amen. And we're in the land of the living and in the house of God this morning. Amen. To fellowship one with another. And so we give God the praise and glory this morning. We thank God for our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. We give her honor this morning. Thank God for his blessings on her, even as he's blessed her, even as he has blessed us. And so we're so thankful to be in the house of God this morning, to make it over the streets. You know, the streets get a little slick sometimes when they get wet, but God has blessed us, and he kept us safe. And so we're glad to be here. You know, some of us traveled a little farther than others. Sister Ferris Day, Chad had to travel a lot farther than the rest of us. We're so glad. We are so glad to see you this morning. Amen. Just to lay our eyes on you. It's one thing to hear your voice on Wednesday night over the phone, but to see you and be able to embrace you is just a blessing, truly a blessing. We just thank God for that. Again, we're just so glad to be in the house of God, glad for everyone who's here. Our responsive reading this morning is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verses 8 through 12. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Thank God for this seed that can remain in us so that we cannot sin because we're born of God. Amen. But that seed has to remain in us. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God,
who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began,
but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles.
Together, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Praise our God. Amen. I know whom I have believed. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I am persuaded. Amen. That he is able. Amen. He's able to keep us. Thank God for his goodness. And thank God for his word. Amen. Because his word is true and his word says that he's able to answer our prayers, for us to pray without ceasing, to bring our petitions to him. And we know that his word never fails. We're going to ask if there are any special requests for prayer, because we know that we can take our burdens to him. And we are fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. So are there requests for prayer? Sister Carol. Mama.
Trying to find the brother in somewhere. But anyway, they can't find him. And all the patients and all the time. That's why they knew that he was in.
Yes.
All the man for prayer.
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Carol. Remember her family. I also remember the McGrell family. And Dr. McGrell, she believes, is at home now. He fell and broke his hip in three places. So remember him and remember the McGrell family much in prayer. And also remember Stephanie West, who had a nephew who died. So remember that. Pray for God's comfort for that family. And also remember her brother, who they can't seem to get in contact with. They don't know. Calls have been made and so on, and they can't contact him. God knows what the situation is. So remember that the whole family much in prayer, and that brother. He's still in the land of the living. Are there other requests? Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Sister Maria, that's well spoken. Amen. We thank God for Sister Maria, her request for Tatum at school, and that he would make good decisions at school in his interactions with other students. And remember Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre in raising him and teaching him at home about making good decisions in dealing with other children. And also to remember Sister Maria, we thank God for keeping her in that situation. Because of Jesus, when he prayed to God, he said, you know, he prayed not that the Lord would take us out of the world, but keep us from the evil. And so we thank God that he just took your mind to him when in the midst of all around you, all the bad language and so on that was happening. That the Lord's able to keep you, but and as you said, and make good decisions. But sometimes we want to avoid being in situations like that. And so we pray that the Lord will bless and keep you, and we thank you for what he did for you in the midst of that. But remember young people, her request, remember young people who are raising young people, who have had children, too young, they don't know much themselves. They can't teach the children much, and you know, and then they get upset with their children. And they're cursing at them, and so on. And I've seen that happen in grocery stores as well. So remember, just souls in general, they need salvation. They need to know about the Lord. They just need God, and they need cleansing of their spirit and that nature to even dishonor their own children in that way. So remember that request from Sister Maria. Amen. Much needed. The request. Fair stay. Amen. Amen.
And then also pray for everybody. The world is going on right now. I don't know anything anymore. I just leave it to God. General request.
Amen. General request. Amen. Amen. And your brother-in-law is James?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's all right. I was just trying to see if I remembered his name correctly. Lord, Sister Ferris Day's request for family who will be traveling back, who've gathered for Sister Holmes' birthday. Amen. Lord willing, this coming Wednesday, and if the Lord's will, she would turn 96. Remember, Sister Ferris Day's brother-in-law, James, who will be traveling back, flying back to Connecticut. God would grant traveling mercies there, and God would bless all the other family who will be traveling back to their homes, where all the different homes that they'll be going to, different states and so on. Also remember little Samantha, her niece, who I believe she's got an echo something scan of her heart. So remember her as they're checking for her little heart and the function of it. And so remember her much in prayer. She said 6 months. All right. Amen, amen. In August, when she'll have that scan, we know God's able to bless. Amen.
Sister Blake, remember Brother Mann and Sister Holmes. She's online.
Amen, amen.
Sister Blake, continue to remember me and my household, please.
Amen.
Sister Blake, remember me as my niece has said, and my granddaughter has said, now just thank the Lord for your prayers on my behalf that I've made it this far.
Amen. Sister Holmes, thanks the Lord. Thanks that the requests were made by her niece and her granddaughter on her behalf, and she thanks the Lord that she's made it this far. Amen. Praise God. All general requests. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
You have a sheet inside your bulletin. Jesus never fell. I'll guide them, enlarging the words so people can see. I cut off the first word. I apologize. First one's earthly, then it's though, in. The next line is cares, key and last. And of course, it's never. I apologize for that.
Earthly friends may prove untrue, thou said fears fail. One still loves and cares for you, one who will not fail. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus never fails. Though the sky be dark and drear, fierce and strong the gale, just remember he is near, and he will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus cannot fail. In life's dark and bitter hour, love will still prevail. Trust his everlasting home. Jesus will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus cannot fail.
Amen.
Shall we be agreed in prayer?
Praise our God.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, with one mind, one heart, dear God, because you are one God, dear God. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, dear God, for all of your many blessings, dear Father. Lord, even as the rain came down this morning, dear God, the literal rain, dear God, you rained down your blessings upon us, dear God. And we thank you, dear Father, for your goodness to each and every one of us, dear God. For, Lord, you have blessed us, dear God, out of your abundance. And we give you glory and praise this morning. And, dear Father, even out of your great love, Lord, you gave your only begotten Son, Lord, that we might have salvation through faith in him. And so, Lord, we thank you this morning, dear God, for all that you have provided for us. Lord, you've even given, Lord, provision, made provision, Lord, for us to bring our petitions to you. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that the thoughts and intents of our heart, Lord, you know them all together. And, Lord, you know, dear God, what's on our hearts and what's in our minds, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would undertake, dear God, for each case, dear Father, that was brought in a request to thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord, in our coming together today, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear Father, that, Lord, when we walk uprightly, dear God, and offer up, dear God, our worship to you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness, Lord, you will hear from heaven, dear God, and, Lord, you will bless, dear Father. Lord, you will receive our praise of thee, dear God. And so we pray, dear Father, Lord, that you would be in our midst, dear God, and be glorified today in us. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would remember, Lord, each request that was brought. Father, you know, dear God, what each one stands in need of. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would pour out, dear Father, what is needful. Lord, we don't always know, dear God, what really is needful, Lord. Father, we bring our requests, Lord, but, Father, we wait, Lord, for you, dear Father, to answer our prayers, Lord, according to your divine will. And so, Lord, even as the requests were made, Lord, we are submitted, dear God, to thee. And, Lord, we are satisfied in thee, Lord. We are contented in thee, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that you will bless, Lord, when it is your will to bless and in the way, Lord, that it is your will to bless. Father, we pray, dear God, for lost souls today, dear God. Father, we're praying, dear Father, that you would speak to hearts, dear God. Lord, you know, dear Father, those who we've lifted up to you, Lord, calling out names, dear Father. Lord, individuals, dear Father, Lord, who need to be saved, dear God. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that you would continue, dear Father, to intervene, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to strive with the hearts and souls and minds, Lord, of those, dear Father, who we've brought to thee, dear God, that they might be saved. Lord, loved ones, dear Father, and friends and neighbors, Lord, co-workers and acquaintances, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to save them, Lord, because you saved us, dear God. And we know, dear Father, you are no respecter of persons. And so, Lord, the same power, dear God, by which you saved us, Lord, you're able, dear God, to save them if they will only come to you, Lord, in faith. And so, Lord, we're praying, Lord, that they will come to you in faith, dear God, and not waver, Lord, that they will step out, dear God, and stretch out in faith, dear God, to believe, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to deliver them, Lord, from the sin, Lord, which just so easily beset them. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, the request brought by Sister Maria, dear God. Lord, not only for her child, dear God, and we pray, Lord, that you would be with Tatum in school, dear God. Lord, not only Tatum, Lord, but Liam also, Father. For we know, Lord, that Pastor Jenkins prayed for all of our children, dear God. Lord, even at the very beginning of service, Lord. Father, this special request was made, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would protect Liam and Tatum, dear God. Lord, pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, help Tatum to make good decisions, dear God. And help his parents, dear God, in your wisdom, dear Father, to teach him, dear God. For, Lord, that is what parents are to do, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would give them the wisdom that they need, dear God. Lord, to teach him those things that he needs to know, dear God. Lord, that he might be brought up, Lord, in the nurture and admonition of thee, dear Father. Lord, protect him, Lord, also from the other children who are in school, dear God. Lord, we're praying for them. We're praying for their souls. We're praying for their households, dear God, for their parents may not know, dear God, how to bring them up. And so, Lord, and their parents may not, Lord, be able to get a prayer through on their behalf. So, Lord, we're praying for them, dear God. Lord, that you would be with them, dear Father. Lord, help the teachers, dear God. Lord, to set a good example, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, Lord, bless him, dear Father, at school. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Maria's request, dear God, on behalf of those, dear God, who are young people themselves, Lord, and they're bringing up children and they don't know how, dear God. And, Lord, many of them are not saved, dear Father, so they can't even ask you, Lord, for guidance, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Lord, realizing, Lord, that it's possible to even be verbally abusive to a child, dear God. Lord, cursing children out and so on, dear Father. And if their parents are cursing them out, what will the world do to their children? Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help, Lord, put a shield of protection around these little children, dear God. This we ask and beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for giving Brother DeAndre traveling mercies, dear God. We're so thankful, dear God, to see him, dear Father. Lord, there was never a doubt in our mind, dear God, but that you would, Lord, protect him, Lord, that you would hear his prayers and our prayers, Lord, on his behalf. And, Lord, you brought him back safely, and so we say thank you, dear God, for what you have done for him and what you are doing. Bless him on his job, dear God. In this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Carol's request, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember her family in a special way, dear God. Lord, her family members, Lord, that she prays for, dear God. Lord, that she's laboring for, dear God, in the vineyard, Lord, laboring for their souls, dear God. Continue to speak to their hearts, dear God. And Lord, remember the McGrail family, Lord, that she brought requests for, dear God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that Dr. McGrail, dear Father, is at home now, dear Father. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that he would, Lord, read, Lord, the Sunday school book and material that Sister Carol gave to him to read, dear God, about his soul, dear Father. Lord, about the other members of his family, dear God, about their souls, dear God. And Father, we're asking, dear God, that your healing mercy, dear God, would go for him, dear Father. Touch his body, dear God. And this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless, dear Father, and have your way. Lord, remember Stephanie West, dear God. Father, she suffered a loss, another loss in her family, dear God. She's lost a nephew, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would comfort that family, dear God. Lord, it just seems, Lord, as though death camps out, dear God, and in some families, dear God. Lord, Father, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to comfort, dear God. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless. Also, remember her, Stephanie's brother, who they can't locate, dear God. Father, you know all about it. So, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would comfort her even in that, dear God. Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bring her back to the house of God, Lord. Bring her here, Lord, for services, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, that she's one of the names that we call out, dear Father, or even on Tuesdays, dear God. Well, we're praying. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bring her, draw her back, dear God, to the house of God. We know that it's good to put in a request to someone that you have confidence in and can get a prayer through, but it's better to have your heart in a condition where you can pray yourself. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bring her back, dear God. Lord, that she would hear your word, dear Father. Lord, that your spirit would speak to her heart, dear God. And Lord, that she would seek you, dear God, for the salvation of her soul. Father, we pray that you remember Brother Mann in a special way, dear God. Lord, we thank you for Brother Mann, dear God. We know, dear God, that even though he's fallen, dear God, we know, Lord, he's still praising your name because that's what he always does. We know, dear God, all of his confidence is still in you, dear God, because it always has been, dear God. And Lord, we know, dear God, that he's praying for us, Lord, even as we're praying for him, because that's what he does. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Brother Mann's steadfastness. We pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless him, be with him, dear God, comfort his heart. Lord, relieve, Lord, the pain, any pain, Lord, that he might be suffering, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you are a healer. We know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to go to his rescue. So, Father, that's what we're asking, Lord, on this morning. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember Sister Holmes, Lord, and we thank you for her, dear God. She says, Lord, she's thanking you, Lord, that you've brought her this far, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father. We thank you, too, Lord, that you've brought her this far. For, Lord, her life has been a help to us. Her steadfastness has been a help to us. Lord, she has been a light, dear God, even to us, Lord, when we, Lord, were still in darkness. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this dear saint. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless her, bless all of her family members, dear God. Lord, we gathered, dear God, to honor her, Lord, for her birthday, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for them, Lord, for the love that they have for her, that they show to her. And, Lord, we're praying, even as Sister Ferris Day requested, Lord, that you remember the family members as they'll be traveling back to their several homes, Lord, and that you would grant traveling mercies, dear God. Lord, and by whatever mode of transportation, they'll be traveling back home. Remember Sister Ferris Day's brother-in-law, James, dear Father. Lord, he'll be leaving, dear God, to travel to Connecticut, dear God, for his job. And so, Father, we're asking, begging, dear Father, for traveling mercies, dear Father, for him, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would be with him, bless, and remember Sister Ferris Day's request, Lord, for little Samantha, dear God. Lord, in August, dear Father, the scan that you'll have, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to touch. We know you're able to bless, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, the scans that the doctors do don't heal anything. They're just looking in, peeking in, dear God. But, Lord, your healing, dear God, your healing power, dear Father, is what's able to touch, dear God. And the best the doctors can do, Lord,
says, make observation, Lord, that you have healed. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for your healing power on this little baby girl. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just continue to bless and have your way, dear Father. Remember each request that was made, dear God. My mind seems to be failing me today, dear God, for to remember, dear God, all of the requests have been made. But, Lord, you know all about each one. We know, dear Father, that you're able, dear God, to bless according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so we pray, dear God, that you would bless, have your way, dear Father. Lord, remember all those who are on our sick and shut-in list, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, what they each stand in need of. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just have mercy, dear Father, upon each one. Lord, remember Sister June Webb in a special way, dear God. Father, we know, dear God, that you've been with her, and, Lord, you are still with her, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would direct her steps, give her the strength that she stands in need of, Lord, even as she helps, Lord, to care for her companion, dear God. And, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, touch Mr. Alonzo, dear Father. You've already been merciful, dear God, and that, Lord, he is still in the land of the living. And, Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that he would, Lord, take this opportunity, dear God, that you have given him, dear Father, to consider, Lord, that the saints are lifting him up in prayer to thee, dear God. And, Lord, we're praying, dear God, not only for physical healing, dear God, but, Lord, that you would touch his heart, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that you would bless him and deliver him, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that your dear son Jesus, dear, conquered death. And, Lord, we're just so thankful, dear God, because he conquered death. Because he conquered death, then we can have life in us. And so the second death will have no power, Lord, when we remain and abide in thee. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, not only for his soul, Lord, but the souls of our loved ones, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you have already done, what you are doing, and pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds, dear God. Lord, deliver, dear God, from sin and self, dear Father, as only you can do. Have your way, dear God, in the furtherance of this service. And, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord. And before you to lift the morning offering. This is the third Sunday in July. Seems like it hasn't been that long since it was
the first
Sunday or the last Sunday in June, and we were already at the third Sunday in July. But thank God we're still here. The special offering for today is for the food pantry. And that offering may be placed in the center plate as we file by. And your tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us. We know, dear God, that even as Pastor Jenkins prayed, Lord, we saw where the gas prices are coming down. I passed the one station on West Broad Street where it was $3.99 a gallon for regular. And Lord, we thank you for that, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that you're able to bless. We know that you're able to provide, Lord, for all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And so, Lord, we give you glory and praise for what you have done. Lord, you even bless us, Father, that we may be blessings to others, dear Father. Even, dear God, as a special offering for today is for the food pantry, dear God. We realize if we've been in a supermarket any time recently, we know that the cost of food has gone up. But we thank you, Lord, for blessing and providing, dear Father, that we may even do that and be a blessing, Lord, to others. And even as I was talking with Pastor Jenkins this morning, we're thanking you, Lord, for providing, dear Father, us the means, dear God, to still be a physical and spiritual help for souls who are out there who have need, dear God. But also, even as Pastor Jenkins said, Lord, you prepared us, dear God. Lord, that during the time, dear God, when we weren't having the pantry, dear God. Lord, that the offerings were still coming in and donations were being made, dear God. And Lord, we just thank you for that, Lord. In much the same way, dear God, as Lord, you helped Joseph to interpret Pharaoh's dream, and Lord, and they laid in, Lord, laid in the foodstuff to prepare for the time of famine. And they saw that when it came, they had enough to withstand, and not only to withstand, but also enough to sell to those nations that were around about them. And so, Lord, during that time, Lord, you allowed us, Lord, to lay in, dear Father, to lay in store, dear God, enough to be able to purchase, dear God, for the food pantry, Lord, that bodies might be fed, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that. And we thank you, Lord, for the wisdom, dear God, that you have given, dear Father, even for that. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and anoint her, Brother Byron, dear God, even as he prepares the message, dear God, for the food pantry, if it be your will, dear God. Lord, we pray for your anointing on him, Lord, even as we pray for anointing on Pastor Jenkins, even, Lord, to deliver, Lord, your word today. For we realize, dear God, that it takes the anointing of your spirit, dear God, Lord, to bring your word and to rightly divide it. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would just have your way, dear God, on these two ministers. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless each giver today and bless each gift. And, Lord, that you would use them both to your glory and your honor. And, Lord, that you would give wisdom, Lord, for the use of these tithes and offerings that are being brought into your storehouse. Lord, that there might be enough, dear Father, Lord, as you would give direction, Lord, as we serve you in your kingdom. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me victory if onward I shall go. I'm going on, I'm going on, until the final triumph. I'm going on, I'm going on, I'm going on, until the final triumph. I'm going on. Should opposition come, should foes obstruct my way, should persecution fire be laid as in the ancient day, with Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul, no matter if the battle's hot, I need to win the goal. I'm going on, I'm going on, until the final triumph, I'm going on. Shining crown awaiting over there. I see a mansion all prepared with beauty's rare. Shall that which intervene deprive me of my glory? Nay, on a bow until I reach that city of delight. I'm going on. Forward, let us.
evil flee, and heaven's open gate invite me now to hasten where eternal glory waits. I'm going on.
Amen. You're going on. I've left it all. I've left it all. Bless us. Be in prayer for us. That Lord would bless us with this new song.
Praise the
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Since I met Jesus and gave him control, I serve and follow his command. You can't imagine the joy in my soul. I left the old and precious hand. I left it all to Jesus. I have no fear. All my hope and plan. My life is filled with sunshine, plenty of cheer. All in the blessed Savior's hand. I've been forgiven. My motives have changed. My life for Jesus' sake stands. All things are different, my hopes rearranged. All in the blessed Savior's hand. I left it all to Jesus. I have no fear. All my hope and plan.
My life is still
filled with sunshine. Plenty of cheer, all in the blessed Savior's hand. Since I met Jesus and gave him control, I serve and follow his command. You can imagine the joy in my soul, all in the blessed Savior's hand.
I left it
all to Jesus. I have no fear. All my hope and plan.
My life is
filled with sunshine, plenty of cheer. All in the blessed Savior's hand. I've been forgiven. My motives have changed. My life for Jesus daily stands. All things are different. My hopes rearranged. All in the blessed Savior's hand.
I left it
all to Jesus. I have no fear. All my hopes and plans.
My life is still
filled with sunshine, plenty of cheer. All in the blessed Savior's hand.
I left it
all to Jesus. I have no fear. All my hope and plan.
My life is still
filled with sunshine, plenty of cheer. All in the blessed Savior's hand.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
all. Praise God. All my hopes
Amen.
And plans. Praise. My life is filled with sunshine and plenty of cheer. I've left it all
Praise
in
God.
The blessed Savior's hand. Amen. 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 Thank
Praise
the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Amen. Praise oh, God.
Thank the Lord.
Praise our God.
Hmm. Praise God. Amen. Ah, oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Shall we stand?
Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Today I left it off.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise.
We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, Father, because we left all the world to follow you, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, because our hope is in you, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, any hopes and plans that we had, dear God, when we were in sin, Lord, that we left all that, dear God. Lord, to walk in newness of life, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your saving and keeping grace.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, in the furtherance of this service. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for preparing our hearts, dear God, to receive your unadulterated word, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God,
Praise
for we know, dear God, for it's good for our souls, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, the things of the world are toxic to us, dear God. But, Lord, we know, Lord, that your word is life, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for your servant, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for your minister, dear God, who will break to us the bread of life, dear God. Lord, that we may eat to the full, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the living water. Dear God, has been provided for us, dear God, that we may be filled, dear God, so that we may drink from this fountain, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would pour out, dear God, your word on us afresh, dear God. And, Lord, help us, Lord, to drink to the full, dear God. Lord, that we, Lord, may know, Father, how you would have us to live in this life, dear God, that we may be prepared for the life to come. Have your way, dear Father. And Lord, if there are any souls, dear Father, Lord, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that they would, Lord, consider earnestly, Lord, the word that is preached, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, that they too, Lord, can be saved, dear God. Lord, if they will just come to you in faith. And help us, Lord, who already believe, dear God, to know, Lord, that we must hold on, dear God, to our faith, dear God, Lord, and not waver. Help us, dear Father, Lord, to realize, dear God, that you have one word, dear God, and that we're going to stand on that one word, dear Father. And it is not subject to any private interpretation, dear God, because, Lord, your word, Lord, is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and not one jot or tittle of it will fail, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to sit, Lord, and have an appetite for your word, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving honor and glory to God, Sister Blake, to this congregation. We truly thank God for the devotional service. Thank God for your presence here today. Thank God for his presence being felt already in our midst since yes. Sunday school. So Brother Byrene, another good Sunday school lesson and good review. Just so much, as Brother said, inside of the Sunday school lessons that we could go on and on. And as the students were downstairs going over the lesson, I had studied it earlier in the week, but didn't realize that how much the message this morning ties right into the Sunday school lesson. But that's all right, because God's word, you know, someone may say it's a rerun, but that's all right. It's been reran, and you can't find no errors in it.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. No matter how many times we reread it over and how many times we go over it, you do not find error in God's word. Amen. Amen. I trust you have your Bibles with you and a writing instrument to write down the scriptures. So that in case we get going a little fast, you can get them down. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the spirit of God. In our hearing, we read 2 Timothy 1, 8 through 12. We would like to go back to verse 9 of that scripture to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. And I'll say to you, saints of God, as I was studying this subject the Lord gave to me, I had another message I was working on, and I thought it was the message God wanted me to preach, and I had worked on that message diligently. And then all of a sudden, the Lord showed me something else. So I set that aside and I'm again working on this message. I said, well, thank the Lord. You know best, Lord. You know what we stand in need of. So I follow your lead. Amen. I followed your lead. So we'll go with God's lead. And I know that this message is not going to be just a part one, because there was so much God had given me. We can't share it all today. Amen. Amen. Lord bless. Verse 9 of 2 Timothy 1. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, true salvation.
Amen.
True
Amen.
Salvation. We live in a very religious age where we are surrounded by many people who think that they can earn their way into heaven by being good or doing good works. Oftentimes we hear people say, I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm a believer. My sins are under the blood. But are they truly saved according to the word of God? Do they truly know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Or are they just merely saying words that they believe will make them saved? You know, in our Sunday school lesson, I thank God for it this morning, and it spoke to the children about imitation. Man-made imitation. And I believe in what Sister Blake was asking the children this morning, the young people, I should say, when she was asking them about an imitation and what does that mean? It's something that stands in place of, something that is true. And when she was saying to the young people, because we have one young or some of our young people are working now, and one is a cashier in a grocery store. And she said, we know the grocery store will help you, ask you to check certain denominations of money. And normally it's 20s and 50s and 100s. And I don't know if it's gotten down lower or not. But then she said, why are you checking that money? Why are you looking at it or putting a mark through that money? It's because it may look like a 20. However, it might be an imitation of a 20. It might not be the real thing. And that's the time in which we are living right now. Saints of God, people do not have the real thing.
Amen.
And that real thing is true salvation. Bible salvation is when you have been forgiven by God. We're told in Romans 5, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, in this passage of scripture, is letting us know that being justified, we have been forgiven. We have been declared righteous. I know, saints of God, when people hear the word righteous, they begin to say no one can live righteously all of the time. But, oh, yes, we can. You see, we are never righteous in our own power, because the only righteousness that we have as a child of God is through faith in Jesus Christ.
Our righteousness is the wonderful gift of justification made possible by our faith. Righteousness is a quality that must be pursued just as we desire the things of this life. You see, God has a standard for God's people to live, and that is to live like Jesus Christ. We are told in the Word of God, we are to live soberly. We are told we are to live righteously and godly in this present world. And why would God say that? Because as followers of Jesus Christ, we need to be godly examples to this old dying world in which we are living right now. We need to let the world know that, yes, we serve a risen Savior. We serve Jesus Christ, and we can live a life that is godly and righteous and sober in this present world. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, and I know some of these scriptures are even in our Sunday school lesson, but it's okay to go over them again because God has given his word. And God wants us to read and study and understand the word of God. In Matthew 5, Jesus said that a certain level of righteousness is necessary before we can ever hope to enter into heaven. He says in verse 22, to his disciples at that time, and he's saying to you and I today, he said, for I say unto you, verse 20 of Matthew 5, he said that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You see, the scribes and Pharisees were religious sects who had strict obedience to the law and all of their outer cleanliness and paying of tithes. They lived to a higher standard than they believed than others did. But yet God said that we must exceed this level to be allowed access into heaven. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, someone might say, oh, Sister Renee, is it possible? Oh, yes, it is possible. It's possible to live as God has said we are to live in the Word. It is possible for us to live a righteous and a sober life in this present world. How do I know it's possible? Because we live it each and every day. Now that we are children of God, we are no longer living a life of a sinner. We are living a life of a child of God, one that has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is possible to look good on the outside and be absolutely defiled inwardly. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is Christ's righteousness? His righteousness refers to his perfect state of being. This is why we are instructed as children of God to go on unto perfection in our Christian walk. If you are a true child of God, the righteousness of Jesus was given to you when you believed. This had to happen in order to make us right before Almighty God. Because we are told that the consequences of sin is death and eternal separation from God in hell. Oh, saints of God. And to our friends listening in today, our only hope is in Jesus. This is why the righteousness of Jesus is needed in our world today. When we believe in the Lord Jesus, we confess our sins and we receive his forgiveness. Our faith in God is at work. It is the key to our belief. It is the center of our salvation. It is the only way that we can come to God through faith. We are told in Hebrews, the 10th chapter in verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith. Oh, so this afternoon, how firm is our faith in God? You see, we are told in Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Do we believe the word of God this afternoon? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking God this afternoon? Are you diligently living for Almighty God? Are you diligently doing all that the Word of God has required for us to do in our lives as children of God? Or are we trying to leave off some things? Are we trying to do some things that we think that we might be able to do because we think that it might be okay to do? That's not according to God's word. God wants us to take the whole counsel of Almighty God and live according to his word. You see, faith is putting our life into the hands of God. It is trusting in him completely. It is realizing that we cannot save ourselves and that our only hope is in him. Praise God. You see, our justification comes because of our faith and because of our grace, the grace of Almighty God. We are told these words in Titus, the third chapter, verse 7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Romans 8, verse 28 says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Also, we are justified by the blood of Christ Jesus, according to Romans 5, verse 9. Oh, praise our God. Paul said to us in that scripture reading there in Romans 5, verse 9, these words. He says, much more, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Our salvation came through Jesus Christ and not anything that you and I have done, but is by the applied blood of Jesus Christ. Our salvation is through him alone. Our salvation this afternoon is because we are told in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Oh, yes, he did it all for you and me.
Amen.
Before our salvation, our condition was pitiful. We were not able to stand before a righteous God. Let us look at verse 6 and through 10 of Romans 5. Paul describes our condition prior to our salvation. Paul uses four descriptive terms to describe our salvation in these scriptures. He told us that we were without strength. He said we were ungodly. He called us sinners. Oh, my. Paul said these words. Look at what he says here. He said, for when we were yet without strength. Here Paul is saying that when we lived in sin under old management of Satan, we were utterly powerless. We were helpless with no means of escape. We had absolutely no ability to change our lives. We were unable to escape sin, to escape death, to resist the devil, or to please God in any way. We were totally without strength and weakened by our sin. Paul went on to say, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. You see, as a sinner, we were ungodly. Don't let anyone fool you. If you are not saved today, you are ungodly right now. And that is how you are in the eyes of Almighty God. I know our world tries to appease the lost, but I believe in my heart that it is not what God wants us in the ministry to do. To the lost this afternoon, what the Bible is telling you is that in your lost condition, you are in the devil's camp. You are saying by your actions, I'm opposed to Almighty God. But the Holy Spirit of God wants you to not think only of what it means to be lost at this time, but the Holy Spirit wants you to think about remaining lost after death. Think about what an awful place of pain hell is going to be to keep the eternal fires of hell before your very eyes. No matter how much you may talk about loving the Lord, if you are under the sound of my voice and are unsaved, God is saying to you that you are his enemy. I want you to listen closely as to what the Spirit of God is saying to you through me. You see, as a Christian and a minister in the Lord, it is my responsibility to do all I can with all my might to bring you to Christ Jesus for the salvation of your soul. God has commanded me to do his work. We're told these words in Romans, the 10th chapter, in the 14th verse. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Did you see what the word of God says? It said, how beautiful are the feet of them, all that preach the gospel. God didn't want us up in the pulpit clowning. God didn't want us up in the pulpit joking. He doesn't want us in the pulpit making fun of things. Why? Because souls are perishing every day. Souls are going into eternity. Souls are leaving this life, saints of God, in record number. On yesterday, my husband and I went, we sat with his sister and we were talking. It was good to sit and just to sit and talk and listen to my sister-in-law. But every time I turned, we turned around, she would say to Brother Tony, she said, you know, so-and-so died. And he said, no. Oh, yeah, no, not only him, but so-and-so over here died, too. And so-and-so died. She must have told him about 10 to 15 names of people who have died. And they've died just since 2020. Lord, have mercy. Souls are going into eternity. And the ministry is clowning. The ministry is not telling them about true salvation. The ministry is not letting them know the word of God. The ministry is all about themselves and reaping all kinds of benefits upon them, all kinds of luxury things and various things. All things, I can talk about it because I know what I'm talking about. We hear about it in the news. They're asking for jets and planes and cars and vacations and all these various things. But they're not teaching the word of God. They're not telling souls that if you die in your sins where Jesus is, you cannot go. That's what the word of God says. Turn with me to Ezekiel 33. I know you know this scripture well. I know we've read it before. Oh, but bear with me for a moment. Amen. Listen to what the word of God says, starting with verse 1. He says again, the word of the Lord. This is Ezekiel, the prophet. He said again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, meaning that God had said something to him before. Now God is saying it to him again. He said, son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman. He said, if when he seeth the sword come, oh my mama, do we not see the sword coming right now? He said, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. He said, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Mm-hmm. Oh, the ministry has a responsibility to warn the people, to let them know that Jesus is coming back. To let them know that there is a day and time that you're going to have to meet God, and that is in the judgment day. The word of God tells us in Hebrews, he said, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment, each and every one of us are going to the judgment day. Amen. He went on to say he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Praise our God. Amen. Oh, I thank God when Elder Wilbur was preaching the word of God. Oh, I took warning and you took warning too.
Amen.
He said, but if the watchmen see the sword come, and we're seeing this today, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. He says, so thou, son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Oh, we have a responsibility, Sister Blake and Brother Byrene. Those of us who are teaching the word of God, also our teachers, we have a responsibility to teach the word of God. We shared with the young people downstairs this morning that when you come to here to this serve to the house of God here, no, we don't come to play games. We don't come for you to turn around and to have out your laptops and playing and on Instagram and all these other things. No, you come to hear the word of God, to be taught about the word of God. Why? Because young people are going into eternity too.
Right.
It's not just old folks, but it's young people also. He goes on to say there, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. If I don't preach the word of God, and you don't know that what you're doing, if it's something that's outside of the will of God, and I don't preach against it, oh, your blood will I require, God's going to require at my hand. He said, nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Oh, I plan to deliver my soul.
Yes, Lord.
He said, therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgression and our sins be upon us, and we pine, meaning we waste away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way. See, God takes no pleasure in anyone dying in sin.
That's right.
That's what the word of God is letting us know here. He said, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Why? Because God breathed into man the breath of life. God made mankind. God made mankind after the likeness of Almighty God. And so God takes pleasure in us, but God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? My, my, my.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see, the ministry has a great responsibility before the Lord to sound the trumpet. We have a responsibility to warn about the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But it is not only up to the ministry to win souls. The Holy Spirit speaks to every same person, and he gives them a concern and deep consideration for the spiritual welfare of those that are lost. As Brother Byrene said one Wednesday night, when he was assisting Sister Maria, with an explanation of a scripture, she read that he, as a brother in the Lord, can do all that he can to bring a soul to salvation. He said, but he cannot drag them across the finish line. They will have to do that on their own by the grace of Almighty God. And as it was stated on this past Wednesday night, we can do all we can to bring souls to Christ Jesus, but it is up to them to want to be saved. If you have been wanting to speak to someone that you know who is lost and does not know Jesus, now is the time for you to speak to them. Listen to the voice of Almighty God. As God calls you to be interested in the salvation of lost souls, who knows, perhaps our influence on them may be used of God as a means of grace to draw them unto Jesus Christ. Oh, I know, saints of God, people today aren't told about their ungodliness and that they are sinners in the eyes of Almighty God. And I believe this is why they continue living like they do and believe that they are saved. Sin and ungodliness is glossed over by the ministry. But Paul, in this passage of scripture we read in Romans, is not glossing over it. He is letting us know that Christ died for the ungodly. Turn back there to Romans. And look at what Paul said. Let us finish there with that scripture that we were reading there in Romans 5. He said there in verse 6, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. Oh, praise our God. He said, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Oh, praise our God. You see, when a person is ungodly, it means that they are without reverence or respect for God or for the things of Almighty God, and they do not fear him, that they have rejected God's son as their savior, and they remain in their sins. It means that they live their life as if God does not exist. Are we seeing that today, saints? Oh, to the lost, you may live as you please without regard for God or for God's law and God's will. You may continue to refuse his free gift of salvation, but one day you will have to stand before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Oh, saints of God, it is sad to see how many are more worried or concerned about how they look before natural man than how they stand before God. You see, many will check to see if their hair is in place. They'll ask someone, how do I look? Does this dress look okay for me to wear? Do my shoes match my outfit? Oh, does this tie match? Or do I have on the right fingernail polish? Yet they aren't concerned one bit about how they stand before a righteous God with sin-stained garments. As we read in Ezekiel, God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. If you're under the sound of my voice and do not know Jesus, will you come to Jesus before his spirit leaves you? Oh, saints of God, our hearts ought to be troubled when we see souls who are starving spiritually, who are in sin and far from God without Jesus Christ in their lives. I'll tell you right now, it bothers me. Oh, it bothers me when I see souls. It bothers me when I hear about all the things that are going on. As I share with you about my sister-in-law and sitting there hearing all those souls that have gone into eternity. And then, you know, I think about how many funerals over the past several weeks and months that I have attended. And I've sat there and heard the ministry. And some of these funerals waste precious, teachable opportunities to share the good news about Jesus Christ with lost souls. You may be saying, well, Sister Renee, you don't know if all those souls were, I don't know if they were or not, but there was an opportunity to preach the word of God. There was an opportunity to tell lost souls about Jesus. I know one funeral that I attend, when we came up, folks were all up in the parking lot. They were smoking and they were carrying on as if their life was going right on. Oh, they were standing up. They didn't have a care in the world. But then when we went into the funeral and sat down, I can remember sitting there with the pastor, and as I had talked to the pastor when I came in, because Sister Millicent told him who I was, and I spoke with him. And so I wasn't going to stay, but I ended up staying because I wanted to hear what he had to say. The place was full of people, and there were many that were there. They had to bring out extra chairs for folks to sit down. Oh, but then he got up, and he began to talk. And he began to say things. And I noticed people were walking around and they had words on their shirt that said about they're in heaven. This one's in heaven. We were listening to something yesterday and we heard that these people said, oh, he's in heaven right now. But they were sitting down enjoying some liquor that they had made from some bootleg. And Sister Maria said, well, how are they in heaven? I said, oh, that's just what the way the world thinks right now. You can live like a rank sinner, and when you die, everybody's going to heaven. I don't plan on going to heaven and meeting rank sinners up in heaven. but I plan to go there with the righteous and live with Jesus Christ. Why in the world do we live like we live down here right now if all of us, everybody that's living in sin and doing all that they're doing are going to be in heaven with us? That's not according to the word of God.
Amen.
As I said, some have literally said nothing. Others have compromised about the lifestyle of sin by saying the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And yes, the word of God does say that. However, without explanation of this scripture, you're basically saying to folks, it's okay that you are a sinner because God understands, because we all are sinners. Oh, that is not rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
This scripture is not speaking of those of us who are saved today. Oh, yes. There was a time in our lives, saints of God, when we were in sin. However, that time has passed. We are now saints of the Most High God. We are children of Almighty God. We are now saved by God's divine power. At one time in our lives, yes, we had broken the Ten Commandments and all the commandments of God in the Word of God, and we were guilty of committing sin against God. Every single one of us were born with the natural instinct to sin. The psalmist said it this way in the 51st division of Psalm, verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. But praise be to Almighty God. We believe. And Jesus said in John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Do you believe in Jesus this afternoon? Then if you do, God is not condemning you. I thank God that I am in that number. How about you,
amen,
saints of God? You
amen.
See, the only righteousness we have as Christians, it comes through our faith in Jesus Christ, our faith and our belief that Jesus died to save me from my sins and
amen.
Not in them.
Amen.
Scripture tells us that Abraham believed God, that it was counted unto him for righteousness. Our belief in God has given unto us our righteousness. None of us can claim to be naturally good because we were all lawbreakers at one time. But when this scripture in Romans 3:23 is used, it is not to say that those of us who are saved today are still sinners. Not so. We are now redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We now live lives that are free from sin. How? Because we believe in the remedy for our sin. And that remedy's name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Praise our God. He is the only one who could save us from sin. You say to me, Sister Renee, I still sin some. Then I say to you, you don't know my Jesus.
That's right.
He did not come to save you in your sins, but he came, we are told in Matthew 1:21, to save his people from their sins. That's the reason for his birth. That's the reason for his death, burial, and resurrection. God sent his son to redeem us from our sins. Oh, praise our God. Well, sin, we are told in the word of God, is a known transgression of God, meaning you know that it is wrong. However, you decide within that you are going to commit it anyway. And the devil gets into your head and allows you to believe that perhaps God will forgive you or wink at it because it was what you consider minor or minute. Yet God does not look upon evil in approval. No matter how minute it might be to you and I, he disapproves of it. Our God is too holy to look favorably on evil. Turn with me to 1 John 3. And Sister Blake began downstairs breaking this scripture down for the children. I thank God for it. Oh, because you know what? It's okay that we go over the scriptures. We can go over them often because every time we go over them, we find something else. We see something that God showed and didn't show us the first time. There's something else in it for you and I. But look at what he said there in 1 John 3. He said, behold, meaning look. He said, what manner Oh, praise our God, of love the Father, meaning what wondrous love of the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. See, saints of God, the world don't know God. Because if the world knew God, they wouldn't live like they're living. Because if they knew God, they know we live in a, for a righteous God, a loving God, a heavenly Father that doesn't gun down mankind in the street. A heavenly Father that loves us. A heavenly Father that doesn't sit around and curse another human being. A heavenly Father that does not take advantage of others. Oh, we serve a loving God. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God? And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. He said, went on to say, and every man that has this, saints of God, do you have eternal hope this afternoon? Are you standing on the promises of Jesus Christ? Are you standing on God's word? He said, because and every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. That's the word of God is saying. If you have a hope of eternal life in you, then you are going to purify yourself. What does that mean? You're going to cleanse yourself from all unrighteousness, and you're going to live a righteous and sober life for Jesus Christ. He went on to say, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested, meaning he was revealed to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Praise our God. He said, whosoever abideth. And that word abideth means remaineth in him. Are you remaining in Jesus Christ? He said, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Or you walk around and say, well, you know, God saved me, but I'm still a sinning Christian. No, then you don't know Jesus.
Amen.
That's what the word is saying. He said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Oh, that's for you and I. That's for you and I. We've got to do righteous because our Heavenly Father was righteous. Our Savior was righteous. He said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. See, when you say you're sinning, that means you're of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested. Oh, I know the world has folks running around saying, well, you know, the devil got kicked out of heaven. No, he didn't. He was never there. He was never there. If you believe that, you're believing a lie, that the devil was in heaven. The Bible tells us he was a liar from the beginning. The Bible tells us lie can't, no, you lie, you cannot get into the kingdom of God. The devil was never an angel in heaven. And I know many are running with that and people are all confused about it. You think about it, it doesn't even make any sense. We're working to get to heaven. And you think that when this life is over and we get there, that there's a possibility we're going to get kicked out. Does that even sound right? I'm not working to get there to be kicked out.
Amen.
I'm working there to stay, to live with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I'm working hard down here to live a life righteously and soberly in this present world, so that when this life is over, you don't have a guessing game whatsoever. You can say, I know she lived her life for Almighty God. I know she's a child of the King. Oh, I've been to funeral, saints of God, and some of us have been to the same one where folks had to look up and to see whether the person in the casket is who they were talking about. Oh, I don't want that for me. I want you to know when God hushes this voice, you can say she lived for the Lord. Oh, live or die, I am the Lord's. Praise our God. That's what we ought to be able to say. You know, some people will say to you, well, how do you know you're going to get it? Oh, because I'm living so I can give in. I'm running this race that has been set before me. and I'm looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Oh, and I've got my hand in his hand, and I'm not going to let go. Why? Because I'm not going to let anything in this world take me away from the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what we're told in the word of God. We're told these words. Turn with me to Romans. We'll come back to 1 John, but the Spirit is bringing me Romans. He's saying there in Romans, that 8th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. Praise our God. He says in verse 35, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Oh, thanks to God, we got to get it settled. We can't let anything in this life separate us from our love for Jesus Christ. We can't allow a little tribulation going on to separate us. We can't allow a little inflation that's happening in this world today to separate us from Almighty God. We can't allow a job or anything else or maybe even a little conflict with one another to separate us from the love of God. He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No danger, no nothing ought to separate you and I from the love of Jesus Christ. He said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Saints of God, we've got to get to the point we understand the world does not love us. Oh, we are going to suffer for Jesus Christ. He told us in this world that we are going to be persecuted. He told us in many scriptures in the word of God that the world does not like us. He tells us back in another scripture, marvel not if the world hates you. He tells us in another scripture, he says in the word of God, in this world, that we're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He said, I have overcome the world. Saints of God, we've got to get it in ourselves that the world does not love us. He also told us in another passage of scripture, he said, blessed are you when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. He went on to tell you and I, rejoice you in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. Saints of God, if men revile us, if men hate us, if men separate us from their company, if they don't invite you to their party, if they don't invite you to their cookout, rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because maybe there was something at that party that could take your soul away from you. Maybe there was someone there that went along and spiked the punch and you wouldn't know nothing about it. But God knows ahead of time. He knows what's ahead down the roadway. And if they don't want you there, God doesn't want you there either. He said, but for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the light manner did their fathers unto the prophet. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. Don't walk around with your head down crying. They sent an invitation to everybody, but they forgot me. That's all right. Jesus hadn't forgotten you. Praise our God. Count it all joy. Say, Lord, thank you. I don't have to buy him a gift. Praise God. Save your money. Amen. Don't have to waste my gas going there. Praise God. Oh, you got to look at it in God's way. Look at it how God wants us to look at it. You know, people get all upset. Then they get out on the internet, Facebook, and put all this stuff out there, and they start running each other. No. Oh, step back and just think to yourself, God didn't want me there. I believe that, saints of God. Oh, I believe if God moves something out of your way or God doesn't want you there. Don't get all upset at people because people don't invite you. Oh, I thank God when folks don't invite me. Thank God when people tell me, well, you know, so-and-so's going to get married to so-and-so, she and she. Oh, don't invite me.
Amen.
Don't invite me. I'm not coming. Don't send the invitation because I'm not opening it.
Amen.
I'm returning it to sender. Praise our God. You don't have to go to everything. The enemy's lurking around for us and waiting for us every single day of the week to try to trip us up. And we got saints of God that are sitting around crying because, no, no, no. Oh, look up. Your redemption draws nigh. Praise our God. Know who you serve. He went on to say there, In verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. See, we are conquerors through Jesus Christ. Why? Because he loved us. The Bible tells us greater love has no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friend. Are you a friend of Jesus? Praise him then. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things, saints of God, when we have on the armor, we can understand what this scripture is saying. He said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities. Remember what the word of God says. We are fighting against those things, wickedness in high places. Things are going on, saints, in the world today. Sister Ferris Day was saying, oh, she said, I just leave it to the Lord. We don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know. Every day you wake up, something else is going on. Oh, but just leave it to God. Don't get all up into it. Don't get all concerned about it. Oh, don't allow it to trouble your mind and get you off of the things of Almighty God. But put it in God's hands and say, Lord, you know all about it.
Yes.
Oh, you know all about it. He went on to say there, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be what? Able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Don't let little things separate us, saints. Oh, let us stand firm with our hand in God's hand. Oh, praise our God. God will guide us into all truth. Sister prayed about that. Oh, his spirit he gave to us to guide us and direct us into all truth. He's not going to take you somewhere where he can't keep you. Praise our God. He's not going to send you somewhere that you ought not to be either.
Amen.
But if you override the spirit of God and you go on your own, then you're out there on your own. Oh, my, my, my. Let's go back to 1 John 3 and let us finish there what he says. He says there, I believe we may have read verse 7, but we'll read it again. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. See, he's telling you right there, if you're committing sin, you're of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And then he went on to say, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed, and his seed is the word of God. Jesus is the word. It remaineth in him. That's why the psalmist told us, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Saints of God, we got to get God's word hidden in our heart. We got to meditate upon it. We got to love God's word just that much that we're eating it, that we're getting into the word of God, just like in our natural food. We've got a hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's what Jesus said in Matthew, the 5th chapter, hunger and thirst after righteousness. I thank God for our dear brother, Levester. He said how he sits and he memorizes because he wants to memorize the scriptures and keep the scriptures with him. We don't know one day in our time in which we are living right now if these Bibles that we hang on to and we cleave to will be taken away from us. But we've got to have enough word to sustain us. That's why you've got to have on the armor of God. Remember what the armor of God is. Remember what he told us. Paul told us over there in Ephesians, that 6th chapter. If you don't remember, go back and look at what he said, how he told you to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Is the devil busy today, right now? He's busy every time. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and hyper. Do we not see the spiritual wickedness? It doesn't make any difference what political party you are. They are all wicked. Look at what they're doing. Look at the things they're doing in Congress. Look at our judges. Look at all these lawmakers. I was thinking the other day, we were listening to the news the other day, and they were saying about the gas, and they were going over, and they were verifying. They did this thing called verify, and they were talking about how much gas is being pumped. And how much gas is going for? They said that right now that there is more gas being pumped right now than it was in the prior administration. Yet and still, the gas companies have raised the gas prices, and people are trying to get to work. That is nothing but greed. That's what time we're living in, saints. We're living in a time where mankind love pleasure. Mankind look out for mankind. If you're rich, we look out for the rich. And mankind does everything to step on the little man. But praise our God, we've got an avenue. We've got our Heavenly Father that watches over us. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? Because he told me in the Word of God. He told you in the Word of God. The psalmist said, I was once young, I'm now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Do you stand on the promises of God? Are you able to stand when things are going on and lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help? Or are you allowing the devil to get you down waddling in the mud and saying, woe, it's me? No, get up and lift up your eyes to God. Praise be to Almighty God. Get into the Word of God. And as the psalmist says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise our God. Our God is good. Why is he good? Because he is our shepherd. Not Congress, not the president. But God is the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise his name. Believe his word. Stand on it. Praise God's name. But have on that armor so you can stand. Have on the armor for when the enemy comes in and the enemy tries to trick you and the enemy tries to get war in your mind, that you will stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. You'll have on the breastplate of righteousness. You'll have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, you'll take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to do what? Quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. I believe, saints of God, this is where we mess up, because many don't get out and pray. Many don't seek the Lord. Oh, we can't do Hail Mary prayers, but we got to get out and have a little talk with Jesus. Praise our God. And it may take more than just 5 minutes. It may take more than you just sitting down and just saying something real quick to God. No. Oh, you got to get in your closet. You got to go in there with God and you and God alone. Oh, and if you shed some tear, grab a box of Kleenexes on your way in. So you go in prepared that when you began to cry out to God, oh, saints, I've been there. I've been there. When I've had to go in and say, Lord, I got to get before you. I don't know what it is, but I got to come before you in prayer. And I've gotten down with the Lord. And gotten down on my knees and began to cry and wail, cry out to Almighty God. When you cry out to God, God is going to hear. He said, before you ask, I've already answered. And while you are yet speaking, I will hear your humble cry. God's going to hear it. He's going to hear our cry unto him. And if you're living a righteous and sober life for God, he's going to answer. Might not be the answer we want, but it'll be the answer God is going to give us. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, our God knows all about us, saints of God. He knows what we stand in need of. And our God said he will supply our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Have your needs been met this afternoon? Oh, praise our God. Praise our God. I was talking with my younger brother the other day, and he was just sharing with me. He said, oh, you think about God's goodness to us. And I got to crying because he's talking about my parents. And I got to just crying and thinking about how good God truly has been. And, you know, I tell you, saints of God, and you know this. You know, when you get in with God and you get down with him, oh, that's when the enemy gets his busiest. Amen?
That's right.
Oh, he begins to start attacking you in your body. You start having an ache and pain here. Oh, you start having this going on. And then he tries to attack your mind with various things. Oh, but keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, keep on praying. Oh, Almighty God, pray through that, because the enemy will come to you even in your night. I can remember when Brother Pierre said a prayer not long ago, and he said, Lord, he said, I pray that you be with me in my dream. Oh, we got to pray and ask God, because he, the spirit, the devil will try to attack you in your dream. He'll try to bring something to you. How many of you know what I'm talking about? When you've been saved for a while, and then all of a sudden, something that happened years ago, he'll bring up. No, it's under the blood. Don't misunderstand me. It's not that something you want, but the devil will try to bring it up, and the devil will try to hound you with it. Oh, but you got to rebuke the devil. You got to submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and the Bible says he will flee. Oh, but you got to resist him. You can't run around and say, well, you know, saints of God, I believe that you're against. No, the saints aren't against you. That's just the enemy. That's the enemy trying to get you to think that way. Oh, you see, sin affects relationships with God. Puts man at enmity with God. Sin also has the power to bring death and spiritually separate us from God. You're told in Isaiah 59, verse 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. My, my, my. That's why people can't pray. There's sin all up in their lives. Saints of God, that's why I don't tell people who are unsaved, just pray. Only time I tell them to pray is if you're going to pray and ask God for repentance. But God's not hearing prayers of those who are not righteous. Amen. Just for them calling, Lord, bless me. Lord, do this. Lord, do all these things. Lord, that. No. He tells us he's not hearing it. Oh, listen to what he says in Jeremiah 5, verse 25. He said, your iniquities have turned away these things. He said, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Oh, my, my, my. You see, sin withholds good things from you. What are those good things? Those good things that come from Almighty God. He went on to say, for among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set up snares. They set a trap. They catch men. Saints, have on the armor. Have on the armor. My, my, my. We've got to have it on so we can be able to stand in these evil days. He said, as a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxen rich. Oh, are we seeing that in our land today? He said, they are waxen fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper in the right of the needy. Do they not just, oh, is that going on in our land today? Oh, they justify their means for doing all these little things. Because why? They've got a board that they have to make sure those investors get their money. Oh, so therefore the little guy is suffering. He said, shall I not visit for these things? Saith the Lord, shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. Are we seeing that in our land right now? He said the prophets prophesy falsely. You see, the prophets aren't telling folks about things. And the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Oh, my, my, my. Let us learn how to serve the Lord in the beauty and holiness of God's eternal word. Sin has no part in the life of a true believer. We are truly saved, and we are now living a life that stands for righteousness, a life that's holiness and godliness in Christ Jesus, that is saying to a dark and dying world that I'm under new management. Jesus is now in control of my life. I no longer live in sin, but I now live for Christ Jesus. Oh, you think of that song we just sang. I gave it all, right? I gave it up all to serve Jesus. Oh, I'm living for Almighty God. Oh, you may say, I left it all. Thank you. I left it all. Oh, sometimes you got to leave it, saint. You may say, I remember the late Sister Anderson used to tell us in class, in Sunday school class. Some used to say, well, why would you have to get rid of furniture? Why would you have to get, oh, there's some furniture or some things you may have bought that are not right. So you need to get rid of them. You know, saints of God, when we got saved, our closets have to get saved too. Amen. What he's saying is, you got to change your dress.
That's right. Amen.
You got to change the way you look. The Bible tells us he will beautify the meek with what? Salvation. I was just reading about it downstairs this morning. We got a flyer in the mail for us to come to a camp meeting, a Church of God camp meeting in Springfield. And I was reading the flyer. And on the flyer, I would never imagine this to be in the Church of God, where you have to tell folks this type of apparel is not acceptable. They were saying that short shorts, sagging pants, short dresses, dresses revealing. Why in the world would you have to tell someone how to dress when you're now a child of God? When the Bible tells us about modest apparel, the Bible tells us how we ought to dress. No one has to come and hammer down and say, well, you ought to dress like this. You ought to know that it's not right because you're now a new child of God. You're no longer in the world. You may have wore that in the world, but now that you are a child of God, your closet needs to be saved, a sister told me. Get rid of those things. If you have to burn them, burn them. You don't need to pass them down to your baby sister or your cousin or whatever, because they don't need to be wearing them either.
Amen.
If you have to throw them out, throw them out. Get rid of those things so you can live for God. Praise our God. Oh, yes. I remember the late Brother Malone used to say, it's tight, but it's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a way. It's a way we have to live. We died to that old man. Jesus is now in control of our lives. We no longer live in sin, but we now live for Christ Jesus, who died that we might have life and have it more abundantly in him. This is what Paul said to our brothers and sisters in Galatia. He said in chapter 2 of Galatia, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, these words. Look at what he says there. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Are we truly crucified with Christ Jesus this afternoon? Have we fully died to the old man? Have we fully died to our old life of sin? Paul went on to say, nevertheless, I live, yet not I live, I, but Christ liveth in me. Oh, saints of God, we are dead because we have been crucified with Christ Jesus, but we are also alive. Praise our God. Why? Because Christ Jesus now liveth in us. And the life which I now live in the flesh, in this old body that we are still in, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus' love for you and I was so great that he laid down his life for his friends. Glory to Almighty God. Jesus died to give all of us life more abundant than him. Not a life filled with sin, but a life that is now free, living for Almighty God. You see, sin will bar you out of the kingdom of God. We are told in Romans 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Also, Jesus said in John 8, verse 21, these words. He said, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sin. Whither I go, you cannot come. I believe Jesus' words are simple enough for all mankind to understand that if you die in your sins, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and look at what it says here. Look at some of the things that will bar one out of the kingdom of God. He starts there in verse 9 of 2 Corinthians 6. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the spirit of God. Thank God that he left his word on record for us. And as he's told us in the word of God how we ought to live, we've got to live according to God's word. We cannot compromise. It's in 1 Corinthians, saints of God. Turn to 1 Corinthians 6 and look at what he says there in verse 9. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not, shall is a guarantee. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators. Oh, look at what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. The word of God says they shall not
inherit the kingdom of God. He went on to say, Northeast. Oh, it was just a little something I picked up along the way. Nor covetous, meaning you're coveting after somebody else's stuff. Nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. My, my, my. Oh, this is speaking volumes, saints of God. Then look what he said. In such words, some of you, praise our God. But you are washed. Thank God for the washing.
Amen.
But you are sanctified. Thank God for being sanctified. But you are justified. Thank God for being justified by grace. He said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Praise our God. Oh, don't let no one try to fool you and say they can live their life the way they want to and they're still going to the kingdom of God. Because we just read you will not inherit it if
Amen.
These things are in your life. Oh, but that's not just the all that list and say, well, oh, I look at this list and I didn't say I can do that. No, there's another scripture that said and such like. My, my, my. My, my, my. You see, the remedy for mankind's sin problem found in believing and accepting Jesus Christ into one's life. Total forgiveness of sin is found in believing in him and the finished work he did on the cross. We are told in John 1, turn with me there for a moment. Oh, as I said, saints, we're not going to be able to finish this, but that's all right. We'll come back.
Amen.
If the Lord allows us to see next Lord's Day, we'll bring back what God gives us.
Amen.
Look at what he said there in John 1. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Oh, then jump down to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, Jesus Christ is God who became flesh. Jesus is the Son of God. He came to earth as the perfect sacrifice to save humanity from sin and the eternal consequences of sin. Praise our God. Let us believe the word of God. Let us stand on the word of God. If the Lord allows us to come back next Lord's Day, we'll continue on with this message. True salvation. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise. Thank God. Amen. True salvation. That's the only kind of salvation to have.
Amen.
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 True salvation. One of the statements that Pastor Jenkins said early on in the message, that it's possible to look good on the outside and be absolutely defiled on the inside. And many people are doing that. They're masquerading. They're fronting. But true salvation is true on the inside and the outside.
Amen.
What happens on the inside is then manifested on the outside.
Amen.
Thank God for true salvation because that's the only salvation that is eternal.
Amen.
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 Praise
Let us, God. In order to have true, it takes true salvation to be able to enter in. And that's what the Lord wants us to do, to seek to enter in. But that can only happen with true salvation.
Amen.
Shall we stand?
Praise
Thank God. Thank God for his word. Amen. Very, very necessary message nowadays. Amen. Amen. Worship the Lord, number 393. Amen, amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light.
life for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us then no more has dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen.
Amen.
We're told in the book of Acts, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. The Word of God tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. There's no salvation in any other. If we want true salvation, it's going to have to come through Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I am the door. And there's no other way
mm-hmm.
to salvation. Amen. Amen. And not only is he the door that when we go in, we enter in, until we can go in and out and find pasture. That doesn't mean in salvation and in and out and sin and back and forth. But no, we can be saved and have liberty in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Is there one looking at, is there anyone who has a need?
Great.
Amen. 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 I see the hands. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Well, our young people as well, to think, consider their own souls as well. We know that there are things that are happening to young people today as well.
Thank you.
I want you to consider your soul.
Mm-hmm.
We give an opportunity for, and there have been times in the past when some of our young people have raised their hands to be remembered in prayer. And that's good, but that's not salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, well, someone pray for me. Yes, yes, we'll pray for you. Have been praying for you. Amen. But we understand, you see some of those who are older than you, some today raise their hands and remember me in prayer. But you have a soul also. Amen. I want you to think about your one and only soul as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We want you to look to Jesus because he died for your sins as well.
Amen.
To think about your soul. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. How many understood the message today?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. But the Word of God says, with all thy getting, get understanding. To know that salvation is real and God's salvation is true salvation.
Amen.
And if anyone else tries to offer out something that is not according to the Word of God, that's not true salvation.
Right.
And if they say, well, yeah, well, this, well, I'm telling you, it'll do. It's good enough. That's the devil. That's the devil. That's the enemy of your soul talking to you, trying to get you to let down and let go. Amen. Amen. All right. We'll sing that last verse.
His word shall not fail you. He promised. He leads him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the peace of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the peace of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God. Praise God. Thank God for his word. Thank the Lord. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? We've seen the uplifted hands. We know God is able. Because God knows each heart that was connected to each hand. Amen. We're going to look to the Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. Lord, we thank you, dear God. We know, dear Father, that Pastor Jenkins was working on another message, Lord, but Lord, you gave her this message that we received today, dear God. And we thank you, dear God, for it. Because, Lord, you know each heart. You knew, dear Father, who was to hear this message. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, because we know, Lord, that your direction, dear Father, is always right. Dear Father, your instruction is always right, and it's clear, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God. Lord, as we, Lord, take your word in, dear Father. Lord, as we measure to your divine word, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would remember souls, dear God. Lord, you saw each upraised hand, dear Father. And so, Lord, you know, dear God, Lord, where your word touched hearts, dear God, and you know, dear Father, what the request on each heart is. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless the Lord. Lord, we know, dear God, that that good work, dear Father, that you have begun, dear Father, in hearts and souls and minds, Lord, Lord, you will complete it. Lord, you will accomplish that which you have begun. And Lord, you will help, Lord, each heart and mind to grow in grace, dear Father, and in the knowledge of thee. And so we thank you, Lord, for your divine word and pray, dear Father, that you would, Lord, help us, dear Father, to govern ourselves thereby. Help us, Lord, to be surrendered to your word, dear Father, to submit to your mighty hand, dear God, and to your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, any who heard your word, dear God, today who are unsaved. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that your word is life. And we know, Lord, that your spirit is able, dear Father, to cause that heart, cause that soul, dear God, to see the light of your word, Lord, and to consider their own soul, dear Father. Lord, to consider, Lord, their future in eternity, dear God. And, Lord, whether they want to spend all of eternity with you, dear Father, or, Lord, with the destroyer in hell. Oh, my God, I pray, dear Father, that you would speak to hearts and minds, Lord, that they would consider, Lord, their soul as they would surrender to you, dear God, while there is yet time. Thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your messenger this day. And we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless, dear Father. Help us, dear God, as we've said, dear God, to always, Lord, be found doing that which is right in your sight according to the scriptures. And this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for this message today. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Yes, Infinity. Thank God for waking you up this morning. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank God. Amen. When children are brought to acknowledge God and to thank God, you know, for what he has done for them, thank God for them. What'd she say about mommy? Oh, her room is clean because she helps her mommy. Hey, but that's a good thing. Amen. Hey, that's a good thing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else?
Praise our God.
Thank God. Amen. Thank the Lord for the word. Amen. We have a few announcements on this third Sunday of July, July 17th, 2022. The meditation says, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. 1 Corinthians 10, 21. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You read the gods or you're not. Amen. Praise God. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal following morning service. And we thank God. You may have, when the choir song that was sung today, the choir was rejoicing. Thank the Lord, because we learned that song two weeks ago. Amen. It was 2 weeks ago. We learned it, and so when we went up in the choir stand, we had the music. We were kind of looking at each other. Okay, how does the tune go? We thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. And thank God. Sister Carol brought that song. And we thank God. It's a beautiful song. Amen, amen. And the Lord truly blessed. Amen. Amen, amen. So when the Lord anoints for his service, whether it's for preaching or for prayer or whatever, teaching, whatever the Lord, singing Zion songs, to maybe help to sing someone's sadness away. I remember one of the older saints used to say that. He thanked the Lord for the songs of Zion that sing someone's sadness away. We thank God for that. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open for donations. We thank God for that. And you know, seeing as how it's the third Sunday in July, it won't be that long until it's time again to prepare for that. My Lord, it be the Lord's will. Food pantry service will be this Saturday, July 23rd, 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Remember the service and Brother Byron in delivering the Word of God. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before the service and then turn it back on, just to let it, hopefully to clear out anything that might be there. And, you know, pray for that, because it's, you know, when it goes haywire and there's static and so on, and it's difficult to hear. You know, it's just, you know, it's difficult. And sometimes I'm just persuaded, sometimes it's the enemy just trying to discourage and make it so that we cannot hear and get the strength that we need. So let's pray that the Lord, because the Lord's able to do all things. You know, and some might say, well, you're praying for a telephone. No, we're praying for God's word not to be blocked or impeded in any way. And God is able. These are just phones. God, we serve Almighty God, the same God who parted, the same God who created all of creation and parted the Red Sea and raised from the dead. This is the God we serve. And so a cell phone is certainly not going to be anything that God cannot take care of.
Exactly.
Amen. He made the materials and gave man the know-how in order to be able to do it, so yes. To make them. So, amen. Also, please pray for, and also please don't forget to mute your phones and pray for Brother Byron Johnson. Amen. Even as he leads the service on Wednesday night. Happy birthday blessing. It says cake in the lower auditorium. Amen. That's up there before even the birthdays are listed. got first things first. Cake in the lower auditorium. Happy birthday blessings. Brother Robert Williams, July 18th. Sister Vivian Holmes, July 20th. Amen, amen. Hey, yes, got our attention. Bus drivers for July, and we thank God for blessing Sister Millicent. She's listed for bus driver today, and please continue to lift Brother Thomas Mann up in prayer. The Lord will strengthen him, restore his strength, heal him, touch him, because we know it's his desire to be here. In the house of God on today. So just continue to lift him up in prayer. And pray for Sister Melita McElroy as she is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day, if it be the Lord's will. Our thought for today, David didn't need to know Goliath's strength because he already knew God's. Nothing you are facing today is stronger than God at any time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Sister Kim. Yes, Sister Holmes.
This is Sister Holmes, and the message was very beautiful this morning, and I have found out when I came into the Church of God that true salvation satisfies my soul.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It satisfies my soul.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. We sing. I believe we sing a song like that.
Satisfies my soul.
Satisfies my happy soul. This wonderful salvation. How it satisfies my soul. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
But the first verse, for me the blessed Savior came, his great salvation to proclaim. Oh, glory to his holy name. It satisfies my soul. Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Carol.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Continue to lift up Brother Matthew in prayer.
And Sister Blake, if anybody wants Brother Mann's address to send him cards, just let us know. We have it.
Yes.
Where he's staying.
Amen. Amen. I think I'll need to get that myself. She said, if anyone wants Brother Mann's address, send him a card. She has that, and you can get that from her. Amen. Because I have his phone number, but I don't have his address to send him a card. Thank you. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves before we dismiss? Help me, sister. You see, her voice is so soft. Yes.
I just want to really ask God to look down on that situation. I mean, I'm sorry, Lord. Maybe I said it, but I told him I'm going to church. I don't care. God knows all about the situation, but I chose the Lord. And I just wanted to say, I just thank you. For keeping us, letting us breathe and letting us be here. We all have a purpose. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for the church, for a good place, because I want to get this off my heart. Go a lot of places and do a lot of things, but tell me on five fingers, who prays for you? The church does. So I just want to say thank you for that, you know. I really appreciate that. The world is off the chain, and the best is to look like the song says, take your eyes and look it up on Jesus, because that's the only one that can fix it.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister India. Amen. Amen. Glad to see you, Sister Kiba. Thank the Lord. Good to see you. Amen. Sister Parrish Day. Again, so good to see you. We love you. You know we love you. We know that you love us, and we do miss you. We dearly miss you.
Oh,
praise the Lord. Amen.
I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen. Shall we stand?
Amen.
As long as we remember that this world is not our home, we're just a passing through. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're pilgrims. Amen. We're just passing through. Amen. Sister Lauren Seam, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
It's almost like you did it in the
Father's
Son, even though our hearts are
yes.
Thank you for your blessing to us, and the Father, my friend, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for how the English
Thank you, Lord. Dear God. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord.
Praise God.